Today's first question. What celebrity is least likely to be a lizard person in disguise? Panel?
Well, I am definitely not a lizard person. But I'm honestly not sure.
My answer is DJ Khaled. I feel like I cannot imagine him being a part of some sort of reptilian conspiracy to take over the world. He just seems too cool for that.
I'm, like, trying to remember, like, any and all lizard people that I've ever encountered.
Anderson Cooper, definitely a lizard person.
Definitely.
That's not a human complexion or hair color.
I feel like Tom Cruise is definitely a lizard person.
Ooh, good call, good call.
But then who would not be a lizard person?
Convinced there are dolphin people? Because, you know, you hear about lizard people. And I mean, there's been some compelling things, like that whole Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus eye thingy.
Okay, so you think that's been being spread by the dolphin people, so the dolphin to distract attention away from their plots.
Dolphin people are planning to kill us all, and they're using the reptilian people to make sure that we don't see through their lies.
Dolphins are deceptively intelligent. All right, do you have any celebrities who are dolphin people?
Tom Hanks. He has to be a dolphin person. He's like
I like Tom Hanks, though. I also like dolphins, though, so I guess that doesn't rule him out.
Yeah, and then Oprah.
Oprah.
Just because, you know, you constantly see her speaking out against what lizard people would speak up against, up for. So, like, you have to think, is she doing this to make herself look better, or does she truly believe
So she's, like, establishing a cover.
Yeah.
But then what are subjects that lizard people normally talk about?
So, like, really anything that's, like, I would say, so, like, that whole gun violence thing. Ethnic beliefs. So, like, how the minority are the majority and stuff like that.
Seems like you would know an awful lot about lizard people, Emily. Are you a lizard person?
Unfortunately, I am not.
I'm just thinking that's exactly what a lizard person would say.
He's a little suspect.
Are you a dolphin person, though? Because assuming that I would be a lizard person, sounds like something a dolphin person would do.
Nah, I got these two legs. Nice try.
Okay, so next question. Roses, are they too stereotypical or are they not appreciated enough?
Okay, I actually have a somewhat unpopular opinion. I think they look really pretty, but I hate the way that they smell. I think it's so gross.
Why?
It just seems so, like, cloying. Like, you can't get away from it. Everything you do is going to smell of roses for, like, a week after you smell one.
How do you feel?
I feel like they're overrepresented. And because of how overrepresented they are, they have been given so much meaning that other flowers don't have an equal opportunity to have the same spotlight, despite the fact that they could also offer so much to romantic relations in this society.
So if there was a flower that you would put in place of the rose, what flower would that be?
I really like lilies. I think they're lovely. I also like that you can easily play with the pollen, so that's really fun.
Forsythia. It only comes in bushes, which would make it hard to bouquet, but the yellow color is just stunning. And you?
Oh, stargazers.
Ooh. Stargazers. Do you enjoy the smell of gasoline? Why or why not?
No, because why would you enjoy the smell of gasoline?
No, but this was really on my Shades Addictions. An episode where this old lady, she would have water bottles of gasoline just everywhere in her house, and she would spend thousands and thousands just refilling bottles of gasoline so she could just sniff it when she woke up, when she was making food, and like it's really, really dangerous, but she just had to like smell it. It was like nicotine to her. It's weird.
It's interesting that she has to refill them. Like, I'm surprised they would lose their odor that quickly.
And, like, gas is expensive. You could be using that money for food.
Yeah.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Can you describe what it smells like?
I don't know. I like that it has, like, a very chemical-y smell. in a way that doesn't, like, burn my nostrils. And I don't know why that appeals to me.
Oh, it totally burns my nostrils.
Oh, interesting. That explains why you're averse to it, and I'm just, like, real into it.
No, I mean, I get that chemical smell.
Mm.
Like, I don't like the smell of it, but I mean, I've smelled things that are similar to that, and I'm just like, oh, that's chemical-y.
Mm.
But I'm not for it, but I'm not against it. So it's weird. Mm.
It's because I was born in Chernobyl, so, you know.
Thanks for joining us, and return next week for updates on Linda's nuclear family.